Shalom Aleichem, Abiyah 15613. We welcome you to Take Tenefit Talmud. Bechoros Tesvav, Bechoros 15a, pagination is 29. On this staff, we're going to be starting four lines from the bottom at the two dots. But in order to appreciate this piece, we're going to turn to the previous page, the second part of the Mishnah, which we did yesterday. So we'll start on Yudalit Amud Aleph, 14a, pagination 27, about six lines into the Mishnah, starting from the top of the page. The Mishnah started off with a case of Kodshim Shekidam Mum Lehekdeshon. Cases of Kodshim designated for the Beis HaMikdash, presumably to try to bring a Karban, but it isn't happening because it already has a blemish before the declaration of Kodshim was made. And the Mishnah explored the different ramifications of an animal designated for the Beis HaMikdash, which cannot become a Karban because it's blemished. The second part of the Mishnah, which we're doing now, is the case where the Hekdash came first and then the blemish occurred. This is a far more common case in the things that we consider. And the Mishnah states, V'kol shekidem ekdeshan es mumon, any case where the hekdesh came first before the blemish occurred, so it really was on deck to be a karbon, o mum over lehekdeshan, or a temporary passing blemish occurred before the Hekdesh declaration, but we know that with time it'll be available to be a Karban. And then a permanent blemish occurred. So now it's truly disqualified, but at the time that it was stated to be Hekdesh, it was in the running. Viniftu. And now that it has a firm blemish, you go and redeem it. Beis HaMikdash has no use for it other than it's as an asset. So the rule would be over there, Peturim min HaBechora, such an animal has a firstborn, so it's coming from an animal meant to be a Karban, so it's not going to have firstborn status. U'min HaMatanos, and when you shecht it, it's not going to have the gifts to the Kohen, because it's not chulin, it's not a secular, mundane, ordinary animal, it's a carbon animal. Ve'enon yotzim l'chulin ligozeis v'lei aved. And even when you redeem it, it is not going to become regular as far as shearing it goes, or to use it for work, because there is a special restriction regarding an animal that was meant to be a karban. Let's see that restriction in today's daf, the Gemara Tesvav Amud Aleph 15a, at the end of the page, pagination 29. Four lines up from the bottom at the two dots, Ve'enem yotzem l'chulin, it does not go out to become ordinary regarding shearing or working it. Minohani mili, how do you know this? Tana Rabbanan, we learned, and we'll see the psukim in a moment. Tizbach, when the pasuk authorizes that you could shecht it, it's authorizing it limited to shechting. That's the only use you're going to have from this animal that you're redeeming, because it once was eligible to be a karban. If we're allowed to say reasons and explanations, presumably it would be disrespectful to use it in the way of regular animals. The Torah allows you to redeem it and shecht it and use it for meat, but to have it around and start using it as an ordinary animal, that is restricted. You can't do that. Tizbach, you shecht it, enjoy its meat, v'lo giza, and not to do shearings with it. Basar, you could use it to eat its meat, v'lo chalav, but not as a milk cow. V'achalta, and you'll eat it, velo leklavecha, and not to give it to your dogs. Mikan she'en podem es hakodshem la'achilom leklavim. From here you learn that you can't redeem the kodshem, the animal that was eligible to be a karban, and then shecht it and feed it to the dogs. This would be a level of disrespect. The Torah restricts it. If we take a look at the psukim in Parshas Re'eh, we have an entire section which teaches us the laws of kosher meat. And indeed, in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Chaf, and on through Chaf Aleph, etc., we have the section about non-sacred kosher meat described, Vizavachta, you should shecht it, kasher tzivisicha, as I commanded you. And this is one of many places where it's quite clear that the Torah is intended to be understood together with an oral tradition, because the written law doesn't have the guidelines for shechita. Kasher tzivisicha, as I commanded you, there was a conversation with Moshe, which Hashem is referencing here, and that's the oral law, which is really what we observe. That's how it was explained to Moshe to understand the written law, and the written law is more of notes, which still you had to have attended the lecture in order to understand it. So there's a section here, Psukim Chaf, Chaf Aleph, which talks about regular shechita of a non-sacred animal. In a preceding verse, however, still in Perek Yud Beis, but Pasuk Tesvav, verse 15, Rak b'chol avas nafshecha tizbach ve'ochalta. The Pasuk which our Gemara just quoted, you should shecht this animal and you will eat as meat. And as our Gemara explained, but this is an animal that you're not allowed to use in other ways. Rashi explains, B'ma'akos of Medaber, what is the Pasuk referring to? In Bevasar Taiva, if it's meat that you just want to have, Hare Amur B'makom Acher, it says it in the following Psukim, which I quoted at first, Ki Yarchiv Hashem Es Gevulcha, and you'd like meat, that's the Vizavachta Kasher Tzivisicha, shechted as I commanded you. B'mazeh medaber, so what is this pasuk talking about? It's a unique case. B'kodshim shenofal b'hem mum. It's talking about kodshim, which got a mum after it became kadosh, which we did today in the Mishnah. And our Gemara is explaining, sheyiftu v'yochle b'chol makom, you redeem it and you're able to eat it. However, tizbach ve'achalta, shecht it and eat it. Ein lecha b'hem heter giza v'cholav, you don't have permission to shear it, to milk it. And as we saw in our Gemara, you don't have permission to give it to the dogs either. It's strictly a tizbach ve'ochalta, something that was eligible to be for the Beis HaMikdash as a korban, even after it's redeemed, still has restrictions of what method of conduct will apply to it. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.